Either way, to end, got late, very early. And that is the Gemara that said on Abed Aleph, a Mishnah. Ha'oimer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha. Somebody gets to the breito, and he says his own tefillah, very nice tefillah. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch, he says, HaKadosh Baruch, he gave a parsha of Shiluach HaKan. And in the parsha of Shiluach HaKan, you seem to have had tremendous compassion on the birds. Shalech to Shalech Esa'im, and then only afterwards, Va'abonim tikachloch. If somebody gets up in Rabbin, and he says that, Mishaskin Oisai, we quiet him. We tell him he's not allowed to do that. And the Gemara said, why not? And in fact, the Chachamim Bavel didn't really know. They said, however, that I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, Pligi Batrei Amayroi, there was Machloikis Amayroi. It was Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. They each said a pshat. We don't know who said what. One said that the reason is, Mipnei Shematal Kina B'maisa Bereshis, because you're causing Kina B'maisa Bereshis. Because you're suggesting, oh, Hashem had Rachmanis on the Count Zippar, but you don't find that he had the same level of compassion on all the other animals. So you're being Matal Kina B'maisa Bereshis. Chadomar, and the other one said, that's not the reason. The reason is, Mipnei Sha'oisa Midoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'inan El Xeris. Because you're suggesting, Ke'ilu, that the reason there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is to have Rachmanis on the animals. That's what the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is all about. It's not really what it's all about. Because Midoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rachamim. You want to know what Midoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? It's Gzeiros. Meaning, in English, the Pashup Pshat, what the Gemara is saying is, there is no time of the Korah. You're right. If you were going to sit and try to figure out why the Torah would give you a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, that seems like a very sensible explanation. But that's not the Pshat, because there's no time in the Korah. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs has nothing to do with reasons. It's gzeiros. That's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us gzeiros. Hashem wants us to have to earn our keep. And that's what mitzvahs are all about. In other words, this seems to be a major machloikis over here. Not just as to what the time of the krah of Shiluach HaKan is. But more globally, is there time of the krahs at all? Or maybe Midoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Einon Elo Gzeiros. The Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parshas Kiseitse, on the Pasuk of Shiluach HaKan, so he quotes the Rambam in the Meira, the Rambam in the Meira Nevuchim, where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. And then the Rambam asks Akasha. He says, I'm telling you Pshan in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. And by the way, what's the Rambam's Pshan in Shiluach HaKan? Similar to the Pash Pshan in the Gemara. And that is, he says that animals have feelings. And even though animals can't talk and they're limited in their ability to communicate and maybe in their terms of their seichel, it's certainly not as developed as that of a human being. But at the same time, feelings they do have. And he says, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to swoop away the children of this mother bird in front of her, you're going to cause a tremendous pain. And it's for that reason, it says in the Torah, Shalech to Shalech Esa'im, and only afterwards, Ves Habanim Tikachos. So the Rambam says that I'm telling you a whole pshat in Shiluach HaKan. And for that matter, the Rambam wrote a Sefer Meir Nevuchim, where the last third of the Meir Nevuchim deals with Tamei HaMitzvahs. So says the Rambam, I'm telling you all about Tamei HaMitzvahs. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that if somebody says, Al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha mishaskin oisoi, and one Amora said that what's the reason? It's mipnei sha'oisim idoisim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'inan el gzeiros. So how am I writing the Meir Nevuchim, says the Rambam. This is the Rambam talking. How do I write the Meir Nevuchim? I'm going kenegedim on the Amar Masechtas Megillah, Tav Chafei Amar Aleph. Zok the Rambam, it's true. I know I'm going kineged a manda amar, but it's one of two manda amar. And says the Rambam, machlokes amayram, why? Al ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha mishaskin oisoi. One manda amar taka said because it's false, because you're suggesting that there's a time of the Quran, really there isn't. We don't paskin like that manda amar, says the Rambam. We paskin like the other manda. We paskin like the manda amar that says that the reason mishaskin oisoi is because you're being matal kina b'maisa bereshis. But at the end of the day, you want to know why there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanus al kan tzipor. And really the tefillah of Kachus v'rachamai would have been a beautiful tefillah because it's emes. But you're being matal kina b'maisa bereshis, and that's why we're being told not to do it. But you want to know which one of these two manda amar we paskin like, says the Rambam, we paskin like the first manda amar. We don't paskin that midoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is einon elo gzeiros, and that's why the Rambam says, I'm explaining to you the reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and that's why the Rambam says, I'm writing the whole third chelik of the Meir Nevuchim. Because at the end of the day, even though it's true, there is a manda amar in Shas that holds that that there is no tama mitzvahs, but at the same time, that's not the emes. And it's for that reason, says the Rambam, I'm explaining to you the reason of Shiloh HaKan. The truth is, the Rambam wrote a lot about taimei mitzvahs. In addition to his Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Me'ila, from all places, and we've spoken about this at length on other occasions, but the Rambam's Lashon is the last halach in Hilchas Me'ila. Ra'ui la'adam lehispoinein b'mishpatei ha'toyra ha'kdosha. It's appropriate for a person to try to understand the mishpatei ha'toyra, the leda, and to know soif inyanam kifi kaicha. And for a person to try to understand soif inyanam kifi kaicha. But the bottom line is this was the Rambam's shita. The Rambam said, of course, there's timing for mitzvahs. Not just that, ra'ui la'adam lehispoinein b'mishpatei ha'toyra. It's appropriate for a person to try to know what the Mishpatei HaTorah are. V'leida soif inyanam kifi koichai, and to try to get to the bottom, and to try to know time of the Kra. It's something that a person has an obligation to do. And the Rambam was a Dairish Mekayim, and the Rambam went ahead, he wrote a whole sefer on this. What sefer? The Meir Nevuchim. So you see clearly, there's a mandama that says that your oisa midasa shal kadosh baruch hu rachim veina elo gzeiros. It's true, the star is a mandama. But that's only one mandama. And the Rambam says, I disagree with that mandama. We don't paskin like that mandama. And for that reason, the Rambam went ahead, and he was very, very engaged and very busy with the halachas of time. So according to the Rambam, what's the reason for the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan? Like the Pashup Shan in the Gemara, and that is Al Kant Sipur Yagiu Rachamecha. Just like a Kodesh Baruch who had it's Rachmanis, that's what it is. It's you having Rachmanis on the Tzipar. What's the Rachmanis? If you're going to take the children away from the mother, in the presence of the mother, so the mother's going to have a lot of pain, you're not allowed to cause this animal pain. It's a Geder of Tzar Balichayim. Animals have feelings, says the Rambam. And it's for that reason we need to be sensitive to the feelings of the animal, just like we're sensitive to the feelings of people. The Ramban quotes this Rambam in Parashas Kisei on the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, and the Ramban argues with a few different elements. Again, it got too late, so we can't go through this properly. The Ramban is actually very negay, the Gemara we just learned, Ayin Sham. But the Ramban argues with the Rambam, and one of the things that the Ramban argues with the Rambam is as far as what's the Pashup Shat in the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, the time of the Kra is, you're having Rachmanis on the animal. You don't want to take the animal's children away when the animal is watching. The Ramban says that's not the reason. The Ramban says the reason is not because we're sensitive to the feelings of the animal, but it's because we're trying to train a person not to act b'derech achzarius. That's what this is all about. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to do that, you're going to eventually do it with people, and it's going to be ein l'davar seif. So to train a person to act b'derech rachmanus, that's why the Torah commanded the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. So it's a subtlety, but it's not the same thing. The Rambam says that the reason is because we're sensitive to the plight of the animal. The Ramban says that the reason is not so much because we're sensitive to the plight of the animal, but we want to train a person to act b'derech rachmanus. But either way, this is the short version in terms of understanding a little bit about the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. So just to be Messiah with one Dover Nifla, and this is a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's an Eir Chaim Simen Kuf. It's an absolute classic. He brings that the Chavis Yar in a tshuva, and this is in Shailos HaTshuvos Chavis Yar, Simen Samach Zayin. He cleared the following question. Chavis Yar wanted to know, what happens if a person is walking in the street and he sees a Kan Sipar? Meaning he sees a mother and he sees the nest and he sees the eggs and he knows the sugis of Shiloh HaKan, and he realizes that there's an opportunity for him right now to go ahead and be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shiloh HaKan. But here's the punchline. He has no interest in these eggs. He has no interest in the bird. Should he do it or should he not do it? Which, by the way, most people that do Shiloh HaKan, that's going to be the stuff because they're looking for a pigeon. It's because they just happen to have passed and they know there's a mitzvah and there's a lot of schoolers associated with it. L'man yarichon yomecha, for starters. So as a result, it's a tremendous mitzvah and it's an opportunity to do something. But the Chavis Yor was asked this question. The typical Torah's case and the Chazal case of Shiloh HaKan is where a person actually wants to take the Beitzim. Narvaz, the mother's there, said there's a mitzvah. Shalech to Shalech Esoim. But here's the question. The question is, what happens if you have no interest in the animal? Should you do it or should you not do it? That's the shayla that the Chavis Yor says. So says the Heilig Chassam Sofer in Erechaim Simen Kof. He said, my muschel rishon is that you for sure shouldn't do it. He says, why? He says, because really, the whole idea of taking the mother, sending it away, kidnapping the children, I mean, it's the most sensitive way to do it. But at the same time, let's be honest, it's still a shtickle insensitive, right? It's not a very, very sensitive thing to do. And because of that, I would say as follows. If you taku want the animal, this is something you're looking for, you're hunting now for eggs, and it just so happens that on your way to the supermarket, you found them on the side of the road, so adarab, go ahead and take it. Now, do it in a sensitive way. Shalech the shalach hasa'im first, and then afterwards, it should be v'abonim tikachloch. But he says, if that's not what your objective is, you're not looking for it, so stop to go ahead and do it. I think, says the Chassam Sofer, that actually goes against the spirit of what Shiluach HaKan is. What is Shiluach HaKan? The Rambam says you're being sensitive to the animal. The Rabban says you're training yourself to act b'derech rachmanis. So you're going to go to an animal that you have no interest in. You're just going to break apart a nice family? What are you doing that for? You're possibly destroying, you're wrecking the family for no reason. Because why? Because it says in the Torah, there's a mitzvah. The Torah wants you to be a rachman. And to the extent that you have no need or no... So he says, if you want it... So you're right, even though there's something called Tzar Bali Chaim, but we know you're allowed to shecht animals, right? We're not vegans. That's not who we are as Jews. And as a result, we're carnivores. And obviously, even though we're sensitive to animals to the extent that we can be, but if it's Lutzayrich, you're allowed to shecht an animal. There's no need of Tzar Bali Chaim. But here you have no need in the animal. Elamai, you want to go ahead and do it because it's a mitzvah. There's no way the Torah would tell you, just for the sake of it, to go destroy this family and to go take this mother and send it away and then take the birds. Why would you do that? If you want it, so now you have a right. Because Alzenemar, that... So good, so now you do it in a sensitive way. That's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. It trains you to be sensitive. Just like we do Shechita, we don't do Nechira, right? This is basics. But the point is that if you don't want it, so why would you go ahead and do it? So says the Chassam Sofer, listen to his line. His line is that the Zelba Torah that told you that if you want the birds, you have to do Shiluach HaKan first, would tell you that if you don't want the birds, don't even go near it. Don't touch it with a 100-foot pole. Because fakert, the Zelba spirit of Shiluach HaKan that's telling you to separate it in the sensitive way, would tell you to do it, in this case, just the opposite. A bezocht Chassam Sofer, that is another reason for Shiluach HaKan. And the Chavos Yoreh in that tshuva quotes this other reason. And that's in the Zohar HaKadosh. The truth is that the Zohar talks a lot about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Here's one line. This is in the Zohar Parsha Shmos. Pasach va'amar. This is Rav Shimon bar Yochai talking. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, it says, ki yikari kan tzipa lufanecha baderech, b'chol eitz oy alo oretz afroichim oy beitzim, v'ho eitz roi vetzes, shaleach teshalach esoim. So this is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He said, hay kro ikimnole. We already explained this pasach. V'iyu chad mi pikudei oy reisa genizim. He says, this pasach contains in it some of the greatest secrets in the Torah. Va'anan islan bei rozei do'iraisa. We have in this pasuk secrets that are hidden. Shvilin va'archin, paths and different roadways. Yedin lechavraya, the people that know. And there's incredible soidos that are tucked away in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. So what are these soidos? This is, of course, way above our pay grade. But the Chassam Sofer gives us a glimpse, a toyameh of what the soid is. And the Chassam Sofer says that the soid of what the Zohar says is that when a person sees a kantzipar, and there's a mother bird, and he takes the mother bird and he sends the mother bird away, you know what happens? The mother starts crying. Mom starts crying. I was just separated from my children. And the mother cries. And when the Shechina hears the cries of the mother, what it does is it invokes the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's our mother. Like the Pasuk says, Ke'ish asher imoy tenachamenu, keino noichi anachemchem. And it's ma'oir, it inspires such hergeshem between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to bring the Geula right now. And it's mamish ma'oir, incredible hergeshem of Geula. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai, when he said that in this inyan of Shiluach HaKan, this soidus, what he meant was this soidus of Geulas Yisrael. And what's the connection? What shaykhis between Shiluach HaKan and Geula? And again, it's way above our pay grade. But Poshet, the Ivritaych is that when the mother bird starts crying, it invokes the Trenf and the Mamma from the Imoy, from Knesset Yisrael, the Imoy Iloah, says the Chassam Sofer, the mother on top, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something that invokes tremendous rachman. So the Chassam Sofer says, for this reason, L'churi yesh loymar, that if a person's walking on the street and he sees a mother and it's on top of its nest, you have no interest in eggs, you have no interest in birds. Maybe you should go ahead and send the mother away. You know why? Because at the end of the day, based on the time of the Zohar HaKadosh, there's a very, very stark svara. There's a stark svara to say that even though you really have no interest in the birds, but at the same time, you should take it. And the reason you should take it is because you're going to be ma'orer all these hergation that the Zohar HaKadosh talks about, all these inyanim of Gulas Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer says the Chavetz Chaim was asked this question. The question Chavetz Chaim was asked was, a person is walking in the street, he sees a Shalach HaKan situation, he has no interest in birds. Should you do the mitzvah, should you not do the mitzvah? So he says, L'churo, L'fi, the time of the Rambam and the Ramban, that it's the reason we do Shalach HaKan is to be sensitive to birds and to act B'derech HaRachmanos. So I would say, that's if you want it, you need it, do it B'derech HaRachmanos. If you don't need it, now the Midas HaRachmanos would tell you, don't go near it. So I would say, for sure, don't do the mitzvah of Shalach HaKan. But L'fi, the time of the Zohar HaKadosh, that when you do Shalach HaKan, you send the animal away, it cries. And you send the bird away, the bird cries. And that's Ma'orer Gulas Yisrael. So Adarabi, you should look for it. You should hunt it down. Because of all the sides Rabbi Shimon Baichai said, licked in the Inyan of Shiluach HaKan. So says the Chasam Sofer, which is the real reason? Is it the Rambam and the Ramban? Or is it the Zohar HaKadosh? I mean, these are two very different reasons. So he says, I have a raya from a Gemara. And this is vintage. He says, I have a raya. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Perek Shiluach HaKan, so there's a Perek, it's the last Perek of Masechta Schulin, it's called Perek Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan noyeg ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, b'fnei habayis v'shaloi b'fnei habayis. The Gemara says that even though the Mishnah said that Shiluach HaKan is noyeg b'fnei habayis v'shaloi b'fnei habayis, meaning it's negay when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and it's also negay when there was no Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara loy tzricha, really the Gemara didn't have to say it. Why did it say it? The Gemara comes up with a whole reason. But that's the first Gemara in the last parak of Masechta Chulin. That when it says Shiluach HaKan is noyeg b'fnei habayis v'shaloi b'fnei habayis, wasn't necessary to say. Why? Because why would you think that it shouldn't be noyeg shaloi b'fnei habayis? There's certain mitzvahs that only noyeg b'fnei habayis. But this isn't one of them. Why would you think it shouldn't be noyeg shaloi b'fnei habayis? Zoch t'chsam seifer. That I'll tell you what I was thinking. That l'fi the Zohar, that the Zohar says, what's the whole Indian of Shiluach HaKan? It's to be Ma'ir Gulas Yisrael. Maybe, you know why the Mishnah had to say that Shiluach HaKan is Noyeg B'fnei Abayis V'Shaloi B'fnei Abayis? Not to tell me a Chiddush that Shiluach HaKan is Noyeg Shaloi B'fnei Abayis. Or if I cared, to tell me a Chiddush that Shiluach HaKan is Noyeg B'fnei Abayis. Right, every time it says B'fnei V'Shaloi B'fnei, the Chiddush is the other way. He says, maybe the reason we need a tell to is to tell me that it's Noyeg B'fnei Abayis. Because you would have thought if the whole Indian of Shiluach HaKan is to be Ma'ir the Gulas Yisrael, so that's something that's only Negeya when? It's only in a geyer shaloi b'fnei habayis. But if there's a base hamikdash, we're in the zman of geula, why would there be a mitzvah of shiluach hakan? So that's why I need the Mishnah to tell me, shiluach hakan noyig baretz u'b'chutz laretz, b'fnei habayis v'shaloi b'fnei habayis. What's the chiddush, fake the gemara of shaloi b'fnei habayis? Nothing. The chiddush is b'fnei habayis. Why would you have thought there's no shiluach hakan when there's a base hamikdash? Because we desire, the whole shiluach hakan is to be ma'ir gulas Yisrael. Sedog gulas Yisrael, we're in the zman of geula, so why would you think then that there should be Shiluach HaKan, Kamash Mom B'fnei Abayis. So says the Chasam Sofer, you know what you see in the Gemara? The Gemara didn't hold the Zohar. As I stay in the Gemara. Because if the Gemara held of the time of the Zohar, the Gemara would have mentioned the time of the Zohar. And the Gemara would have said that the Chiddush is B'fnei Abayis. And from the fact that the Gemara said B'fnei Abayis, Shalei B'fnei Abayis is like Tzricha, it's Pashat Shiluach HaKan is Noig B'fnei Abayis, and it's Pashat that it's Noig Shalei B'fnei Abayis. So you say, Meris, what does the Talmud Bavli hold the reason for Shiluach HaKan is? It's the Rambam and the Ramban. So he says, if that's the case, it comes out we have a machloikis between the Bavli and the Zohar, the Bavli in Chulin Kuf Lamed Chesam Beis, that said there's no Chiddush in B'fnei Abayis v'Shaloi B'fnei Abayis, obviously holds like the Rambam and the Ramban. The Zohar HaKadosh says clearly a whole different reason. What do you do if there's a machloikis between the Bavli and the Zohar? It's Poshet, says the Rambam, V'yodua, Hecha de Pligi Haniglem Anister, Ein Lanu Esik Bin Istaris, one of the most famous lines of Chasam Sofer that he repeats again and again and again. The Haniglois Lanu Ulevaneinu, Ein Lanu Esik Bin Istaris, it's the Niglois that Alon of Ulevaneinu. So he says it comes out we would paskin, of course, like the Bavli over the Zohar. Now we just said there's an Afkimina Lalacha between the Bavli and the Zohar. According to the Bavli, if you see a Shiluach HaKan, you don't need it, don't do it. According to the Zohar, if you see Shiluach HaKan and you don't need it, you should do it. But if really The Bavli holds like the Rambam and the Ramban, not like the Zohar. So the Chassam Sofer says it would come out that if you see a Shiluach HaKan situation, ask your local rabbi, but if you see a Shiluach HaKan situation and you don't need it, then the same mitzvah that says Shaleach Teshalach HaSaim, in this instance is going to tell you not to go near it. But either way, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. That we have the time of the Rambam and the Ramban, that it's all about the Midas Rachmanis. We have the time of the Zohar, that it's about the Geulas Yisrael, about the Imo Yilo, being Ma'ir the Rachmanis from the Mamin Shamayim. That's what it's all about. Says the Chassam Sofer, I've arrived from a Talmud Bavli in Chulin Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say that there's a Chiddush, that Shiluach HaKan is Noyek Bifnei Abayis, Abayis didn't hold like the Zohar. If that's the case, it's now it's a Machloikis Bavli and Zohar. Machloikis Bavli and Zohar, we're passing like the Bavli. And there's an Afkimin. Afkimin is if you don't really need the Shiluach HaKan. But just to end with one postscript to this, and that is, there's a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah is in Parshas Kiseitze. The Medrash Rabbah says, why does it say Shaleach Teshalach? Doesn't just say shaleach. It says shaleach teshalach. What's this double lashon? Davar acher. Mau shaleach teshalach esoim. Im kiyam to mitzvah zu. If you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, at memaher lovoi melech hamashiach. You're going to cause Mashiach to come. Shekosov by shiluach. You find the word shiluach by Mashiach. Minayin. Shenemar. Meshalche regel hashor v'achamor. This is a Bava Kamma pasuk. That has to do with Mashiach. What's the connection to Mashiach? So the Mefarshim say that the Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben David is the Oni v'roichev al hachamor. So you have the word Meshalche, davar achar, Amar Rav Tanchuma, in kiyamta ha-mitzvah zois, if you're mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, atam memares aliyoh anovi zokal atov sheyavoy. You're going to cause aliyoh anovi to come. Shekosov by shiluach. You find the word shiluach by aliyoh anovi. Shenemar, hine anoichi shaleach lochem es Eliyahu anovi. V'hu yavi v'inachim eschem. Minayin, how do you know that shenemar? V'heishav lev avi salbonim. Fascinating medrash. Shaleach tishalach. If you're going to be shaleach, you're going to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, tishalach. It's going to cause something else to be sent. Two pshatim. One pshat, Melech HaMashiach is going to come. Meshalchei regel ashor v'achamor. Rav Tanchuma said, you know what it's going to cause to come? It's going to cause Eliyahu HaNavi to come. Hine anoichi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu HaNavi. What's going to trigger that? It's going to be triggered by shaleach. Your shaleach of Shiluach HaKan is going to cause hine anoichi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu HaNavi. So I saw this ha'or in two places. The Lev HaIvri. Rab Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, he wrote Hagoyos on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, and I saw it also in the Sefer Mishnah Socher from Yisachar Shlomo Teichdal Ala Torah. There's a Sefer from Yisachar Shlomo Teichdal Ala Torah, the Baal Ema Bonim Semecha, but Me'inyan Le'inyan. But in his Mishnah Socher, Ema Bonim Semecha, but in his Mishnah Socher, Ala Torah and Parshas Kiseitze, they both say the same Ma'ara. That you have a Medrash, that the Medrash seems to connect the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan to Melech HaMashiach, or tell yo anovi, what shaykhis? One is one have to do with the other. The teretz is the zayar. This zayar HaKadosh is mavur in the zayar that shiluach hakan is somehow, it's ma'orer tremendous rachmanis in shamayim. It's ma'orer tremendous hergeshim of geulas Yisrael. Does look the medrash. Shaleach teshalach. It's not just the zayar. It's also a medrash rabbah. In shaleach, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to send teshalach, it's going to cause the Melech HaMashiach to come. If you're going to send, it's going to cause Eliyahu HaNavi. Shaleach is going to bring to the teshalach of Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. So just to come full circle, we have a tefillah, an interesting tefillah that the Mishnah talks about. It's a fascinating tefillah. I mean, the Mishnah mentions it in an infamous sense. But the Mishnah mentions Azat Tfilo, Al Kan Sipor Yagiu Rachamecho. If a person gets up and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamecho Magiyin Al Kan Sipor, Kach Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. And there was a Bal Tfilo that went to Rabbah, Mamash Davin, the Rabbah's Kila, and he got up and he said this Tfilo, V'Shavchei Rabbah. Rabbah was so impressed. And the Gemara says, why do you do it? The Chadudi Ba'amu. But this apparently, at its essence, was really a very, very chash of a Tfilo. The Gemara gave reasons why you shouldn't say it. B'Shaskinoi said, but what's the aside of this Tfilo? Why would this be such an amazing tefillah that people want to say, that it invokes such compassion in Shemayim? Maybe it's related to this Zayah, that somehow the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is ma'orah through all the soydas was ligging in Shiluach HaKan. Tremendous rachim in Shemayim, geulas Yisrael, shaleach teshalach. Through shaleach, it's going to cause Melech HaMashiach to come. Through shaleach, it's hinei anoichi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe that's a little bit of a makar to this tefillah that you're not allowed to say. But at the same time, this tefillah of Al Kan Sipar Yagiu Rachamecha.